In every home, there is a medicine chest. Inside, over-the-counter and prescription medicines. These drugs can pose a risk. Prescription painkillers are often abused. In 2008, a survey by the U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration found that millions of Americans were using prescription medicines for non-medical purposes. Dr. Howard Mell is an emergency physician and knows firsthand about the dangers of prescription drug abuse. Dr. Mell is a clinical assistant professor of emergency medicine at the University of Illinois and a spokesman for the American College of Emergency Physicians. And as such, he's urging us to take part in the American Medicine Chest Challenge. It takes place tomorrow across the country. Dr. Mell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Celeste. Thank you very much for having me.
What can you tell us about the scope of this problem?
The scope of this problem is absolutely huge. If we look at 2008 data, it suggests that 1.9 million people visited emergency departments for drug misuse or abuse. And of those, over a million were non-medical misuse or abuse of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, making it a bigger problem than cocaine and heroin combined when you look at emergency department visits. Prescription drugs literally cause more visits to the emergency room than heroin or cocaine.
So why has this problem really not come to our attention?
Truthfully, because I think most people don't see it as the problem that it is. They believe that if the medication has been given to them by a physician, it must be safe. They also don't realize that children often first experiment with illicit drugs by going to their own medicine cabinets or those of their friends and family. I can tell you firsthand that there are a lot of young adults who come to my emergency department absolutely addicted to prescription medicines. And when we ask them where they first got them, it's not, hey, I twisted my ankle, the doctor got me hooked on this. It's, I was at a party, and we thought it was a good idea to go into the medicine cabinet, and we found some Percocet or some Vicodin, and we thought that'd be really cool, and they got to like it.
What should parents tell their children about the dangers of misusing medicine?
Well, I think, first of all, it's to remove the temptation. There is no reason to keep a medication longer than you need it, especially prescription pain medications. And that's what the American Medicine Chest Challenge is all about. We want people to go into their medicine cabinets and remove the drugs they don't need. There is no reason to have prescription painkillers sitting in your medicine cabinet just in case. If just in case happens, go to the emergency department. We'll be happy to assess you and treat you.
Okay. And as I understand it, the American Medicine Chest Challenge is also encouraging us to make an inventory of what we have and also put a lock on the medicine chest?
Ideally. I it's unfortunate, but kids get into this stuff, and it's dangerous. And if we don't know what's happening, we can't stop it. There are very few adults that would leave alcohol out in the fashion that we leave prescription drugs. But I can tell you the prescription drugs are almost as dangerous, if not more so. We don't think twice about locking up a liquor cabinet. We don't think twice about making sure that we check the amount of vodka that happens to be in the bottle before we leave our 14-year-old home to fend for themselves for the night. But we don't think to count how many Vicodin are left in the bottle.
Okay, so let's say we go and we do this inventory and we say, there's a lot of stuff here we can get rid of. How can we safely dispose of unused, unwanted, or expired medicines?
I am so glad that you asked. We have the American Medicine Chest Challenge. The idea was to get disposal sites. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get any set up in Illinois. But what we want you to do is take the prescription drugs out of their containers. Okay, take the drugs themselves, the Vicodin, the Percocet, the oxycodone, and grind them up with unappealing substances, cat litter, coffee grounds, something that's going to really prevent anybody from trying to dig them out of the trash. I want you to take all that mixture, that kitty litter and those pills, and put them into a disposable container with a lid, something like an empty margarine tub or a Ziploc bag. You do need to take, unfortunately, we have identity theft in this day and age, so you do want to take any personal information off of the empty prescription containers, including those prescription numbers. You can either do that with black permanent marker or duct tape, scratching it off, and then take the whole mess and the empty drug containers and put them into the trash. And there are a lot of these dangerous medicines that can actually be safely flushed down the toilet. The FDA has on their website a section for the safe disposal of medications, and many of the bad pain medications that we're talking about, things such as Demerol, Dilaudid, morphine, MS-Contin, oxycodone, and Percocet, are all acceptable according to the FDA that can be disposed of by flushing down the toilet. And I would urge you to go to the FDA website at www.fda.gov and do a search for disposal of prescription drugs, and it will give you the list of those that are safe to be flushed down the toilet.
Okay. There we'll leave it. Dr. Mel, thank you very much.
I really appreciate your time, and I urge everyone tomorrow, take inventory and get rid of the pain medicines you don't need. Keep them out of the kids' hands, please.
Dr. Howard Mell is an emergency physician and knows firsthand about the dangers of prescription drugs. He's a clinical assistant professor of emergency medicine at the University of Illinois and a spokesman for the American College of Emergency Physicians.